Hi, my name is Denise and a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. How can I assist you?
My name is Nafisa Cobb.
Yeah, I do have that information pulled up here. So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I would.
Okay, we can see if you meet the minimum criteria here. First and foremost, do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay. And let's see here. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not. Yes, I can agree to that I haven't done that.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers, the product?
Yes, it was me, ovarian cancer.
Ovarian, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you feeling presently?
Well, I'm good. It's in remission right now. It's been in remission since October 27th.
October 27th? You were in remission?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me put ovarian cancer. Do you know if there was a subtype?
Yes. Stage 1.
Oh, okay. Was that, serous ovarian stage 1 you mentioned?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me write it in here.
It was serous. It's serous low grade stage 1.
Low grade. Let me write it in the notes really quickly. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. Is that correct? You did mention it was for yourself. Okay. Just confirming.
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with ovarian?
I was diagnosed in November 21st, 2023.
Let's see. Diagnosed date, November 1st of 2023. Is that correct?
November 21st.
Oh, 21st. Okay.
Yeah.
November 21st of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have the diagnosing doctor name?
Yes, I do. The doctor's name is Dr. Robert Albee Jr., MD. He's an obstetrician and gynecologist.
And an oncologist, you said?
Yeah, well, I have an oncologist also. That was the that first doctor was who diagnosed me.
Oh, got
it. The second doctor who treated me, his name is Dr. Philip Shrake, Shrake. He's an oncologist.
Okay, and we'll definitely get to that part as well. But for now, the diagnosing doctor is Robert Albee Jr. And what state is that in?
That's in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. Got it. Okay, let me look him up really quickly here. So I did find a Robert Albee pain management physician.
No, Albee, A-L-B-E-E.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A-L-B-E-E. Okay.
Yes, Junior. Yes.
Junior. Okay. Let's see. Let me try that. Okay, here he is. Dr. Robert B. Albee Jr. And I have the medical office information, 6105 Peachtree, Dunwoody Road. Is that correct? Atlanta, Georgia? Okay.
Yes.
Let me just input this information really quickly into the system.
Yes. I was seen in the hospital, though. I was hospitalized for 7 to 8 days.
Oh, okay. So you were hospitalized for 7 or 8 days, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And you saw him at the hospital, not at this
Yes.
location. What hospital
Yes.
was that? So I can write that in
Yes.
there.
Northside Hospital, Gwinnett.
Northside Hospital. Let's see. I see a Northside Hospital, Atlanta.
Is in Gwinnett. It's Gwinnett. Northside Hospital, Gwinnett.
Gwinnett. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that one. Oh, here we go. Northside Hospital, Gwinnett. And it's showing up as 100 Medical Center Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me write that in there. Northside Hospital, Gwinnett. And then the phone number on file is 678-312-1000. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. And then the diagnosing doctor's name, you did tell me that. Let me put that in the system here. Dr. Robert Elby. Okay. And then you were diagnosed in Georgia, so let's make sure that you still comply with the statute of limitations, which it looks like you do. Me make sure. So 11/21 of 2023. 11/21. Of 2023. Okay, so it looks like you still fall within the statute of limitations. After reviewing this, we can continue on with more questions here. Let's see. Did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I actually use it 5 to 6 times a year.
5 to 6 times a year. Let me write that down.
Yes.
5 to 6 times a year. Okay. That was actually the next question. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? I will put 6 on there. And then you did use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the past 20 years. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you are a citizen and a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
Yes, 1/27/1980.
1980. 1/27/1980. Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, I was tested for all of those things, though. I did have the test is on it, the BRCA test. I had all of that done, and it came back negative.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing.
Yes.
And Miss, is it Cobbs? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Ms. Cobbs, do you know of anybody else that we can assist, like family, friends, loved ones, coworkers that were also using hair relaxers?
I don't, right off the top of my head, I don't.
Okay, no problem. And then I will also send you my information so you can always refer people to us if something were to come up in the near future.
Okay.
And then what state did you use hair relaxers? Was that strictly in Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did you start using the hair relaxers?
Me in
1998. Okay. And we do have to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate. Was that in the summertime, winter, spring?
I'm going to say June of 1998. Yeah, it was June of 1998.
Okay. And then would it be the beginning of June, the middle of June, the end?
We can say the beginning because I really don't remember the exact date. I just know it was June.
Okay, no problem.
Of 1998, yeah.
Okay. And let's see here. We can put 6/5 of 1998. That's when you started using the hair relaxers. When did you stop using the hair relaxers?
I actually stopped using it November of 2023.
November of 2023. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were diagnosed on the 21st of November. Was that before or after you started? Or I mean, you
that
stopped.
That was after. I stopped once I got the results back. So I
okay.
used it in November. Yeah. So that was the last time that I actually used it.
I do have to put an actual date. So after the 21st, would that be like around the 25th? Or
yeah, maybe about 4 to 5 days after that, yeah.
Okay. So we'll put 11/25 of 2023 is when you stopped using the hair relaxers. And then how often did you apply the products? Was it weekly, monthly?
It was pretty much monthly.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much monthly, every other month. Like I said, I did it maybe five to six times a year I would perm my hair.
Every other month. Okay, got it. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? I know you mentioned 1998 up until 2023, so that would be 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years. Yeah.
Consecutively? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Okay. I did put salon on there. And then which name brand products did you use, Ms. Cobbs?
I always use L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay.
Yes.
Is that just L'Oreal Dark and Lovely? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least one full year?
Ask me that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's a little tricky. I can ask you another way here. Let's see. Did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after the first use of the product?
Oh, well, no, I was using it for 25 years.
So. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know the answer to that based on what you've told me, but I have to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm required to ask you. So did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first used the product? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian low-grade serous stage 1?
Yes, I went through chemotherapy. I had a complete hysterectomy surgery. And I also went through immunotherapy and also was on pain meds.
Pain meds. And is that when you were hospitalized for 7 to 8 days?
Well, I was on those done, and then I was sent home with them after, you know, the hysterectomy and the surgery and everything.
Oh, okay. Because I know you mentioned earlier you were hospitalized. Does that pertain to the hysterectomy?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So chemo, complete hysterectomy, pain meds, and then hospitalized 7 to 8 days.
Yes, and also immunotherapy I went through.
Okay. Immunotherapy. Okay. And when was the treatment date? I know you were diagnosed 11/21 of 2023, Ms. Combs.
Yes.
Did you start treatment right after you were diagnosed?
Yes, I did. Yes.
So again, we can put a guesstimate. It doesn't have to be exact because I know not
Treatment
everyone
date was,
remembers the exact date.
I started the treatment date at maybe 4 to 5 days after my diagnosis. So that I was diagnosed on the 21st of November. I started my treatment about 4 days later, so maybe like the 25th, 26th of November.
Okay, so I'm looking at the calendar. You were diagnosed on Tuesday the 21st, and then you started 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was that a weekend? If it was the weekend, then it would be either the 25th or 26th. If it was the following Monday, it would be the 27th.
I think it was like the 25th or the 26th, because I know it was 4 to 5 days right after. It was really quick that I started
Okay.
it right after the diagnosis. Yes.
We can put 11/25 of 2023.
Okay.
And then, as far as your treating doctor, I know you mentioned him earlier. What was his name again?
The treating doctor's name is not Dr. Arby, it's Dr. Scraight, S-C-A-S-H. And I always say his name wrong, and I feel so bad when I do that.
FH.
Dr. Philip Shriek, Sharake.
Let's see, Philip. And then FH.
Rake is the last name.
E. Okay. Georgia oncologist, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I did find a Philip and then S as in Sam, Harake. Is that correct?
Yep.
Oncologist
Yep,
in
that's correct.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. Okay.
Yes.
Let me input his information. And then the address on here, it's showing up as 311 Philip Boulevard, Lawrenceville, Georgia.
That was all. I was also seen in the hospital by him as
Oh,
well.
you were seen at the hospital. Was that same
Yes.
hospital that you gave me
Yes.
earlier?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Northside Hospital, Gwinnett. Yes.
Okay, let me find that really quickly. I'll put scene. Hospital, Northside, Gwinnett. Okay. Just making sure. And then the phone number, I'll put the hospital's phone number, which is
Yes.
678 312 1000. And then let me change the address on here so it reflects the north side address. Okay. And okay, so now we have the treating doctor's information. Thank you for that. And can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And then your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me enter your name in this section, which is NYFESA.
Yes.
First name. Do you have a middle initial?
A as in apple.
Okay. And then last name, COBBS.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then, Ms. Cobbs, we do require a social security. Whenever you're ready, I can type it in. This is for the law firm to run an identity verification for your protection in order to match your medical records.
Sure. 183-603556.
Okay. 183-603556.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then I do have an email address on file, nursecobbs80@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then I have a phone number, 470-709-6344. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, it is.
And what would be the best way to contact you? Would that be phone call, text, or email?
Either one, whichever is easier, text message, emails, phone calls, it doesn't matter. This
Okay.
is my primary. So, yeah.
Perfect. And best time of the day, I do have to pick one. Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning is good.
Okay. And this is just for the law firm to know for future reference when they send you updates on your case. And then your address, please.
Yes, it is 1007 Walden Brook Drive, apartment 1007, Lithonia, Georgia.
Apartment
Three zero
one,
zero.
sorry,
I'm sorry,
apartment
apartment
one
one.
zero zero seven.
Yes. Lithonia, Georgia, 30038.
Okay. Let's see. I see one that came up as 1007 Walden Brook Drive,
Yes.
Stonecrest, Georgia.
Yes, it's either Stonecrest or Lithonia. It's like really
Oh,
weird.
got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why
Yeah.
when you said it, I'm like, wait a minute. That doesn't
Yeah, it
sound
goes
right.
by both. Because sometimes my mail will come and it'll say Lithonia, sometimes it'll say Stonecrest.
Oh, got it. That's why I'm like, wait a minute
Yeah.
here. Let's see. And then it erased your apartment number. Let me type it in again. 1007.
Yes.
Okay. And then Ms. Cobbs, the law firm will definitely go over all this with you as far as your medical records, but I am required to ask, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I actually don't. My doctor has them,
Okay.
and I'm actually on, yeah, my doctor has them.
Okay. And just say the law firm were to ask you to provide them. Again, they'll go over everything, but I am required to ask. Would you be able to provide them through mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, I would. Not right now, though. I would have to wait till I get back to Georgia. I'm actually on a travel contract right now.
No problem. I just have to
Yeah.
put either mail,
Oh,
electronically,
yeah.
or both.
Yes.
Okay. Would that be both?
Yes, both. Well, electronically make it easier, too.
Okay, perfect. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me, but it's fine. They can always get in touch with me. I'll give you my son's number.
Okay. And
It's
then what
going to
is
be,
his first name?
yes, his first name is Salim, S as in Sam, A, L-E-E-M as in Mary. Last name is Leach, L-E-A-C-H.
Okay. Perfect.
And his phone number is 267-709-8566.
Okay, got it. 267-709-8566. And you said your son, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm just going to add some notes here. Let's see. I'm just going to put on there that you are in remission now, which is really good news. I'm happy to hear that you're in remission, Ms. Cobbs. You went through a lot.
Yes.
Thankfully, you're here with us and things are better now. And I hope that they gradually continue to get better.
Yes, this is a blessing. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like we have completed everything. I'm just going to review some important details with you once more, just to make sure that there are no typos before we create that DocuSign. So let's go through this really quickly here. Let me scroll up and I'll keep scrolling down and just verify everything. So first and foremost, you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. And you have been diagnosed with cancer. It is ovarian cancer, low grade serious. And let me keep scrolling down. We are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with ovarian 11/21 of 2023. And I have your diagnosing doctor's information. And you did use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer. On average, you were using the hair relaxers around 6 times per year.
Yes.
And then the date of birth I have on file is 1/27/1980.
Correct.
I have, let's see, you started using hair relaxer 6/5 of 1998. You stopped using hair relaxers 11/25 of 2023. You were using the hair relaxers monthly consecutively for about 25 years. You were using the hair relaxers in a salon. And you were using Dark and Lovely.
Yes.
Okay. And then as far as the treatment, you went through chemo, complete hysterectomy, pain meds, hospitalized 7 to 8 days for the hysterectomy. And then you also had immunotherapy. The treatment date was 11/25 of 2023. I have your treating doctor's information as well. And then I have your name, N-Y, F as in Frank, E as in elephant, S as in Sam, A as in apple. That's the first name. And then A...
Yeah.
For as an apple for the initial, middle initial, and then last name C as in cat, O-B-B-S.
Yeah.
And then Social Security 183-60-3556.
Yeah.
Email address nursecobbs80@gmail.com and then phone number 470-709-6344. Lastly, the address is 1007 Walden Brook Drive, Stonecrest, Georgia, 30038. And the unit apartment number is 1007.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then we have everything else as far as your emergency contact information as well. So if all that sounds accurate, I will be submitting this and you will be receiving a DocuSign shortly. Once you do receive it, I will stay on the line with you in case you need assistance with signing.
Okay, no problem. I can check my email now for them, or?
Yeah, so I did just send it now, so you should be receiving that in your email inbox shortly.
Okay, Denise, yes, I have it.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, I'm doing that right now.
And then while you're doing that, I'll just be composing a text message, and I'm right here if you need any assistance. I'll be composing a text message to send you just with my information and the law firm's information as well.
Okay, if I finished it.
Okay, perfect. So let me check really quickly on my end to make sure everything looks good. Let's see. Okay, signature, initials. Perfect. Yeah, everything looks great, Ms. Cobbs. You did a great job. I will go ahead and send you a text message with my direct line in case you have any questions. You're more than welcome to contact me directly. I'll also be sending you the law firm's information as well. So I always advise that you give them about a week. If you don't hear from them within a week, I always advise for you to just reach out to them to see, you know, if they can help you with, you know, they'll confirm some details with you over the phone, and then they'll also provide you with, like, your case updates, okay?
Sure. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yes, of course, Ms. Cobbs. I wish you the best. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me, and I wish you nothing but the best on your health journey, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Of course. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.